Eddie, the proverbial game of two halves, what was the difference in the end between the two sides today?
Well, the difference is the two goals. I thought they were excellent goals from their perspective, really high quality, and although I can pick holes in our parts in them, I did think they were good. We'd hung in there. We were really poor first half. We hung in there, and I was just hoping we'd get to half-time 0-0 before we could sort it out. Difficult for us to review that half. That's going to be a tough one. We want ourselves with the ball, without the ball. But second half, we were as good as we were bad. You know, we penned them in. We played almost keep ball in their half and did everything right, but really create the chances that our dominance deserved.
Is it easy to find reasons why you were so off it in the first half?
Well, I think we certainly lacked a bit of pace in the side. I think that was evident. We struggled to get around the pitch with our normal intensity. But once we made the changes, I think that certainly helped. But I don't think our mindset was good with the ball either. We weren't as brave as we normally are. And, you know, you need everyone committing to passing the ball or it won't work.
Again, the ruthlessness in and around the penalty area would probably be a difference between the two halves, wouldn't it, as well?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, their goals really came out of nothing. And they were quality finishes, but very good moves. You know, I've been critical of us of conceding really soft goals of late, but I thought they were the opposite. They would be very pleased with them. Still, we could have done better in certain stages of it. But, yeah, we didn't really open them up second half. We didn't really stretch their goalkeeper, although we had a lot of pressure.
The susceptibility of your side when you concede one to then concede another one quite quickly afterwards has been evident in the last couple of games. Is that a concern?
It's always a concern, Chris. I can't hide from that. We need to be resolute in our defending. We need to be resilient. I felt we were for the first stages of the game, and I was hoping that we could have added from our solid display against Liverpool and bring that here. But once we got opened up with the first one, the second one was, you know, we knew about Pelé's strength, and it's a disappointing one to concede, probably.
You mentioned you weren't quite still at it in the second half, but there were still more encouraging signs. Your fullbacks managed to get out, get some crosses into the box. It was just that the break in the box you needed to get back in the game, I guess.
We needed a break, and to be fair, they defended their box very well. We did put a number of crosses in. We didn't really have the bodies in there that we would have hoped for at that stage of the game. We just lacked that inventiveness probably today to open them up, and you have to give them credit for how they defended.
Do you have to remain realistic about the quality of opposition you've faced recently? You've had Manchester City, Tottenham, Liverpool, Southampton. These are all teams that are going to be challenging for Europe.
Yeah, I think we need to have that in mind. I mean, I think that was really evident with the goals that we conceded today. I mean, we didn't see the quality of those goals in the Championship. So you have to give them credit, and the teams that we've played of late. And it's a real step up for the players to respond to. And, you know, we saw a great response second half. That we have to cling to and take into the Newcastle game.
And the physio's room gets busier and busier. Artur Boric and Steve Cook added to that list now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything serious with either player. I don't think it's long term. You know, Cookie just felt uncomfortable with his ankle. We didn't want to take a risk. And Artur with his thigh, still not 100%.
Finally, will Newcastle, bearing in mind where they are on the table, be a different type of game now, a different type of challenge, a different expectation on that one for you guys?
I don't think so. It's a game that we go into to try and win. Obviously, for us at home, we want to try and put the Tottenham game to bed and just give ourselves, give the crowd something to cling to. Again, I just want to thank them for their support today. Magnificent at the end. We didn't really deserve the applause off, I didn't feel, although we did for the second half. The first half can't be forgotten, and certainly very much appreciated by everybody.